We're ready to rock and roll here in a pretty good crowded arena.
Yeah.
In Osage City.
Beautiful facilities here.
Garrett Metcalf, Brett Lyman, Marshall Tanking, our three officials here this evening. And the ball is in the air. Going to be won by Boss on the second effort into the hands of Cooper Parsons. And we're going right to left on your radio dial. Right into Boss. Wasted no time. Up and under for Boss. And the Indians strike first. They lead 2-0. They'll pick up Chase County in a man-to-man defense. Cothers has him on the right side. Now to Tag Rowe. Rowe will skip it left side to Aiden Eidman. Nearly goes through his hands, but Eidman will go up to Colin Monahan. Monahan, a late addition to the starting lineup for Cade Witt. Cothers, or Tag Rowe underneath to Aiden Eidman, and Eidman with the answer. Our score 2-2.
That's exactly how you want to answer that. You go up and under for an up and under. Great job down low.
Boss, a quick three on the opposite end. No good. Rebound to Tag Rowe. He'll look to push. 2-2 our score. 7:15 to play in the first quarter. Rowe picks up his dribble in the right corner up top. Monahan. Monahan left side to Eidman. A dangerous pass stolen away by the Indians. Streaking the other way. Brecken Bowen leaves it high off the glass. No good. Rebound to Vogel. Now in the hands of Groh on the outlet pass. Groh on the right wing. Goes between his legs. Looking to have Chase County's first advantage of the ball game. Entry pass to the post, stolen away by Caden Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick keeping it himself. Now left right corner to Landon Boss. Three is good. Boss with an early 5 points, and it's 5-2 Osage City, 6:45 to play in the first.
It's funny right there with Boss. It looked like that first one. He was wide open, had nothing but time to shoot on the first three-pointer he attempted. Didn't make it right there. He was actually almost contested, and it looked like the easiest shot in the world.
Cothers drives right baseline. Tries finding Aiden Eidman on the left block, and it's tipped away by Landon Boss out of bounds. So inbound upcoming for Tag Rowe. Man-to-man defense still applied by Osage City. Rowe goes up top to Cothers. Heavy pressure by Bowen. Bowen, Kirkpatrick, and Boss, returning starters from last year's 19-14.
I like Bowen's aggressiveness here. He's really trying to push the issue, but well, we see a travel call right there, but Bowen almost picking up a couple fouls there. As he's reaching in. He is hitting a lot of skin-to-skin contact. Needs to settle down a little bit because that can come back to haunt you towards the later half of this ball game.
Bringing the ball up at the point, Cooper Parsons. Parsons, a junior, goes right side to Kirkpatrick, now left side to Dalton Schaefer. His three hits the net but does not hit iron. Rebound to Chase County. Tag Rowe. Up and under, he gets his shot rejected, but before he gets the shot off, he is fouled on the dribble drive. The first foul of the ball game, and it'll go against Cooper Parsons. 5-2 our score, 5:57 to play, Osage City with the advantage.
Well, right there, Osage City, they're doing a great job of kind of matching the intensity that Chase County's known for, but you have to do it smart.
Cothers three on the inbound, no good, but Colin Monahan collecting the offensive board, and his putback good. Trims the deficit to one. Schaefer with it. Just shy of half court. He'll cross the timeline with 5:40 to play in the first. Schaefer goes right side to Kirkpatrick. Now left side. Parsons down the corner to Bowen. Bowen will look inside. Nothing there. Up top, Kirkpatrick. Now right side, Schaefer. Schaefer ball fakes. Goes back up top to Parsons. Now left side, Bowen. Pass too strong. Goes in the hands of Cade Witt. It'll be a turnover back to Chase County.
Does it technically count as an out of bounds if Witt was the last one to touch it?
Out of bounds is the call. Chase County looking for their first lead of the ball game this possession. They trail things 5-4, 5:20 to play in the first quarter. And Monahan, heavy pressure applied by Dalton Schaefer. They're going to say last touch by Monahan. So a turnover back to Osage City.
Well, right there, Chase County faithful doesn't agree with that call. They think it was last touch by Osage City, but he did a great job. He poked it free and then trying to save it in bounds. That's why it went off the Chase County player. Just trying to reel it back in was Monahan.
Boss with it in the front court. Now hands it off to Schaefer. Schaefer at the foul line. Now to the right block. Gets his shot rejected, but he'll be tagged on the arm. So he'll go to the line for two foul shots. Foul's going to go against Colin Monahan. That's his first, team's first. Foul shot, no good. Cooper Schroer, as well as White Griffin, into the game for the Bulldogs. Griffin, the 5'11 freshman. Second attempt from Schaefer. Good. 6-4 now, Osage City. 5:03 to play in the first quarter. Tag Rowe with it in the front court now, right side Griffin. Griffin driving baseline. 15-foot jumpers off the mark. Offensive board to Eidman. His putback rejected, but back in the hands of Eidman. Now his pass stolen away by Landon Boss. Boss looking up the court. We go to Bowen. Bowen left-hand, left-sided layup is no good. Put back by Boss. Also rims out. Rebound back to Osage City. Boss with it right block. His shot no good. Rebound to Aiden Eidman.
That's what I'm talking about right there. You have to be intentional with these possessions if you're Osage City. Sometimes you just need to step back and reset yourself. Don't be so fixated on trying to put it back every single time. Reset your offense.
6-4, Osage City, 4:23 to play in the first. Running jumper by Tagro, well off the mark. And a rebound to Kirkpatrick as Indians defend nicely that possession.
He had room to shoot that one and get in a little further to grow, but elected for about an 8-foot jumper when he probably could have had a 0-foot layup.
Boss. Nice drive to the block is good. Boss with 7 now, and the lead 8-4, halfway through the first quarter. Griffin at the point, goes left side to Tag Grow. Defending against Cooper Parsons, now back to Griffin, left baseline. He puts up a floater, it's off the mark. Rebound to Vogel, or excuse me, Schroer. His putback runs out. Rebound to White Griffin. They're going to have a foul on the rebound attempt. Looks like they're going to get an Osage City Indian with a hold.
Good job by the Bulldogs to stay with the play. That's what led to the contact and a chance to kind of reset things here, get the inbounds, possibly a quick shot off of it. That's why you stay with the ball. You don't head to the other side until after it's been rebounded.
Groves inbound to Pax Vogel, and Vogel converts from short distance.
Right
8-6 now. Foul was called on Brecken Bowen, his first team second previously. 3:35 to play now in the first. Osage with a 8-6 advantage. Patrick with it, now left side. Schaefer. Schaefer drives in. He'll be hand-checked on the drive. Second team foul for Chase County. We'll see what's awarded to. He's going to go against Cooper Schroer. That's his first. Inbound to Boss. No good. And a rebound to Tag Rowe.
Seventh overall rebound for Chase County to just 3 for Osage.
Chase County looking for the tie. Schroer leaves it short off the rim, and it's no good. Substitution for Osage City. Brian Davies, the 6-foot junior, into the ballgame. As is Kaysen Parsons. 8-6, the Indians leading the Bulldogs. 3 minutes to play in the first. We're going to have a hand check.
Oh.
Griffin. Looks like Parsons was falling down, much to the ire of the Bulldog faithful beside us.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I agree with that call.
I thought they were going to call a travel on.
I did too, but they called a hand check, though I never saw a hand check anything.
Eight to six, our score. Kaysen Parsons at the point. Now foul line, entry pass to the post. The Boss pump fakes, and the shot attempt is blocked, but Pax Vogel will be called for the foul. Bulldog faithful thought it was clean. Kate Witt's going to ask for an explanation. Marshall Tanking, first-year varsity official, will give it to him.
Again, I hate to pick sides on that one. That did look like a pretty clean block for the most part, but we can't see the backside of that arm, so it's very good possibility he caught the backside of the hand.
We're going to have a 30-second timeout taken by Kate Witt as Boss misses the front end of or first of two foul shots. We'll take a quick 30-second break with him. 8-6, Osage on top. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC. Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. And Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo.
Michael Dicker alongside Tank and Trahoon. 2:47 to play in the opening quarter. Landon Boss at the line for one more foul shot. Boss with 7 points so far. Looks like Lebo has defeated Madison by a margin of 8. As the foul shot missed by Boss, but an offensive board to Schaefer. Boss looks to step in for a three, but sides against it. Now goes right side to Brian Davies. Davies down to Kirkpatrick. Right baseline jumper rolls
got
through
it.
For Caden. His first points of the ball game. Extends the lead to four, 10-6. White Griffin brings the ball up. Now right side, Dominic Cothers. Cothers to the right block. Opposite side to Aiden Eidman. Nearly loses the handle on it. Takes one dribble. Puts up a shot. It's missed. Rebound to Pax Vogel. His putback off the mark. But he is fouled, and he'll go to the line for two shots.
A lot of contact here in the early going of this ball game. Again, that's going to play a huge factor down the stretch, especially in a ball game like this that's so close.
Fouls against Boss. That's his first team's third. Foul shot good by Vogel.
First trip to the line for the Bulldogs here tonight. So far, Osage City 1 of 4 from the line.
Cooper Parsons back into the contest. He'll take out Dalton Schaefer. Also back to the scores table, Colin Monahan. He'll sub out Aiden Eidman. 10-7 the score. Vogel at the line for one more. Of course, Boss got in some foul trouble against Council Grove, but still somehow found himself with 26 points. Second foul shot, good by Vogel.
Playmakers making plays, man.
Chase County keeping up with Osage City thus far. 10-8 our score. Indians on top, 2:10 to play in the first. Boss with it at the top of the key. He'll go right side to Parsons, down the corner to Davies. Davies back up top, Boss. Contested three is good. Boss, 10th point of the contest. It's the largest lead of the night. They lead things by five.
That's one of those shots where if you make it, all right, no harm, no foul. But if you miss it, you're going to hear it from your coach as you had not only a hand in his face, a whole body.
Tag Groh with a nice crossover jumper. Trims it to three, and Boss looks like he dribbles it off his leg, but he'll stay with the Indians. 13-10, Osage City on top. Buck 36 to play in the first. Inbounding underneath the bucket, Kaysen Parsons. Parsons bounce pass into Boss. His shot at the block rejected by Pax Vogel. And in the hands of Dominic Cothers. Cothers going the opposite way. Tag Groh, right wing. Into Vogel, right block. Vogel, spin move, fadeaway jumper, good.
That was just great transition right there from defense to offense for Chase County. Osage City didn't get back in time, and it left that post open for him to be able to start that shot.
4-0 run by
right there.
Chase County ended by Boss underneath. Boss with 12 points here in the first.
And Chase County makes the same mistake. They don't get anyone down low to close off that post position, and Boss just has his way with it.
Cothers on the right wing, picks up his dribble, goes in the corner of the tag row. He'll drive baseline. Throw up a contested shot. It's missed, but he is tagged on the arm, and he'll go to the line. First foul shots of the ball game. Fouls against Cooper Parsons. That's his second, team's fourth. Under one here to play in the first quarter. Rowe at the line for two. Rims in on his first one. Rowe's got three. Aiden Eidman back into the ball game. He'll substitute out Pax Vogel. Kirkpatrick and Davies to the bench, subbed out by Schaefer and Bowen. Second foul shot good by Tag Groh. He'll take a seat, subbed out by Cooper Schroer.
Thus far, Chase County is absolutely perfect from the line, 4 for 4.
Inbound by Boss into Kaysen Parsons. 45 seconds and counting as he goes across the timeline. Cooper Parsons up top to Schaefer now, underneath the Boss. Boss, another excellent start for the senior. Lead back out to three, 17-14.
Just heard a Chase County fan say exactly what I was thinking. You know what they're going to do is go down low to Boss. You got to close it up down low.
Cooper Schroer forces a pass, goes in the – stolen away by Boss. Boss opposite end, gets away with the travel, goes up top to Kaysen Parsons, and then the lead back out to five.
And Chase County wanting a walk-on Boss. I can't argue with that.
Right, Griffin fouled on the drive behind. It's going to be a shooting foul committed by Dalton Schaefer. That'll be his first team's fifth.
Well, I mentioned, Mike, at the start of this game, you can't let Chase County hang around. And the way they're shooting from the free throw line, every time you foul them on a shot attempt, you are keeping them in this one.
Freshman at the line, White Griffin bangs it off the back to the rim, no good.
Broadcaster's jinx, my bad.
Kirkpatrick will sub out Kaysen Parsons. 19-14 our score, 11.7 seconds left on the clock here in the first quarter. Second one short, rebound to Boss. Boss finds an outlet pass to Cooper Parsons. 5 seconds of counting, stolen away by Dominic Cothers at midcourt. Cothers will carry, though, looking to drive to the bucket. He'll turn it over with 3 seconds. It'll be an inbound on the far sideline. 3 seconds left on the clock. Boss inbounds to Cooper Parsons. Back to Boss. He'll have a 25-footer at the buzzer that bangs off the side of the rim. No good. So after one quarter of play, Osage City leads Chase County 19-14. We'll take a step aside, say hello to our sponsors, and have continued coverage of the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Contact Teal at 785-528-3912.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of the Chase County student-athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs! Griffin Real Estate and Auction, specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions. And Scribner Insurance, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon's second quarter action just about ready to get underway. Chase County with possession, trailing things by 5, 19-14. It was the Landon Boss show as he had 14 points in the first quarter. Tag row to Eidman. Left side, Colin Monahan. He stutter steps to be caught for a travel. Three was off the mark regardless. Fourth turnover for Chase County. Pretty clean game for by both teams in the first 8 minutes. Dalton Schaefer with the ball in the half court, trying to go to Brecken Bowen. Now up top, Boss. Chase County in a man-to-man defense. Nice spin move by Boss. Is at the left elbow to the opposite block. Spin move off the window and good for Landon Boss. He's got 16.
Great cut to the rim there by Boss. Better job by Chase County to try and close down that post, but you can't let him dominate who's going to take it. You've got to close it down.
Largest lead of the night, 7 points for Osage City. Step back jumper by Tagro, forced, and it's missed. Rebound to Caden Kirkpatrick going coast to coast, but rejected from behind by Pax Vogel.
Way to get back on defense and transition.
Chase County looking to push. Tagro misses it on the layup attempt. Rebound to Dalton Schaefer. 21-14, Osage City on top, 6:50 to play in the first half. Cooper Parsons will slow things down, get in the half-court set. Parsons defended by Tagro. Getting close to five, but Parsons able to reset the count. Parsons dribbling with his right, now goes to the right wing to Bowen. Now in the corner to Schaefer, and we're going to have a foul away from the ball. It's going to go against Landon Boss. That'll be his second, team sixth. Boss battling down low actually they're calling against Caden Kirkpatrick. Excuse me, must have been a legal screen on Kirkpatrick. Away from the ball.
Regardless, it's not the call you want. If your coach Chris Kirkpatrick, your team is starting to really kind of build a more sizable lead than what you saw in the first quarter.
And Dennis Fort out to that 7-point advantage. Dom Cothers with it in the corner, picks up his dribble. He'll be trapped, and he'll turn it over to Brecken Bowen. Now up the court we go. Delaney Boss. Boss into the lane. He'll be fouled on the layup attempt.
Wow. Not even 2 minutes through this second quarter. Again, the contact making a lot of difference. Thus far, Osage City only 1 of 4 from the line.
Fifth team foul, Chase County, first on Hayden Eidman. Two shots for Boss, good this time.
Swish.
Boss with 17, we'll have a timeout taken by Cade Witt. It's a full timeout, we'll take a break with him. 22-14, Osage City on top. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by the Bug Guys Pest Control in Osage City. They use the latest treatment techniques with the ability to see an insect problem before it occurs. They knock them out without a doubt. Osage City USD 420. Their school board, administration, and staff are proud of their students' efforts in the classroom and in all extracurricular activities. Go Indians!
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on their journey to success. Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of Chase County communities, Go Bulldogs, and Kansas Graphics of Cottonwood Falls, under new ownership. Full-color banners and printing, t-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legend signage, wide print formatting, and more.
22-14 Osage City's lead, and looking to add to it is Landon Boss at the foul line for a second free throw attempt. Boss leading all scorers with 17 points. It's missed, but offensive board to Kirkpatrick, trying to force it back to Boss, and it's stolen away by Colin Monahan.
Just the third turnover for the Indians thus far tonight.
Tag Groh streaks down the opposite end, unable to maintain his pivot foot, and he'll turn it over back to Osage City. We're going to have a 30-second timeout taken by Dennis Ford, but we'll stay right here with you at 5:57 to play in this first half. Osage City leading Chase County 22-14. Of course, if you're tuning in looking to find the Kansas State Wildcats against Oklahoma State, that game not heard on our airwaves because of KU Oklahoma on 1400, or excuse me, on
yep,
yeah, 1400
right.
AM. And then Dylan Sherwood has the Emporia Spartans hosting Paola on Mix 104.9. But it looks like last update I saw from Bramlage, it's 56-55.
Wow.
Kansas State, so the Cardiac Cats continue up to number 11.
Hey, my dad had mentioned this could be a special year for K-State basketball, and thus far, they're showing they're more than just a football school.
Of course, historically, Kansas State has been known for basketball. If you go all the way back to the Tex Winter days and going back to the 50s mm-hmm. as well. But Tang hoping to reignite the Octagon of Doom. Osage City with possession, had an official timeout, and they'll get it going again. Breckenbone with it. Now left side, Dalton Schaefer, now at the elbow to Kirkpatrick. Nothing but net. Kirkpatrick with four.
Lead now to 10 here. First double-digit lead of the night here on the boys' half.
Chase County needs a bucket. They've been held quiet in the second quarter, and a turnover back to Osage City. Boss going the other way. Off the window and good.
That's turnover number 7 on the night, and thus far, every turnover by Chase County has led to points for Osage City.
Largest lead of the evening for Osage City. They lead things by 12. Pax Vogel looking to stop the run off the window.
Good
and goods. Excellent feed by Tag Groh to thread the needle. Vogel's got 8 to lead the Bulldogs. 26-16, Osage City with it. Parsons up top. Cooper will find Caden Kirkpatrick on the right side. Now left side, Landon Boss. Too open on the left wing, but he'll miss it a little bit too long. Rebound to Pax Vogel, and he'll be fouled by Dalton Schaefer. That'll be his second, team 7th. So Chase County in the bonus now with 4:42 to play in the half. We give credit to Osage City, the OCHS Productions, student-led broadcast just to the right of us. That has
the
video as well. So
yeah.
An excellent job for Osage City to get the next generation going. Foul shot missed by Vogel, and they're going to call a lane violation. Looks like Brecken Bowen initially started to come, but I thought he kept it. But Dennis Fort not happy with the call. And I guess they called it because Bowen was having to flail his arms to maintain his balance. So another attempt for Vogel. That's good. Makes him pay. We go back to the line for one more.
Thus far, Chase County now 5 of 7 from the line.
Foul shot in the air. Good.
Make it 6 of 8.
Trims the deficit to 8, 26-18. Schaefer left wing now throws up a 16-foot jumper that swishes. Schaefer's third point of the contest. Lead back to double digits. Tag Groh will get a ball screen from Aiden Eidman. Now another screen from Wyatt Griffin goes in the corner to Cooper Schroer. Schroer puts it on the floor. Go inside to Pax Vogel, opposite side. The Aiden Eidemann that's loose, and Caden Kirkpatrick fighting for it. And Kirkpatrick's going to be out of bounds on the baseline. It'll stay with Chase County.
Well, if the pass is on the mark right there, that's an obvious bucket, but that's kind of been a little bit of the talking point here is Chase County. They've been struggling to kind of make some of these gimme passes.
Chase Williams, the 6'2" junior, into the ballgame for the first time. Kaysen Parsons also back out there. Kirkpatrick and Bowen to sit. Getting the sweat off the floor from Kirkpatrick, and we're ready to get the ball to Tag Grow for the inbound. Underneath the bucket. And they're going to have nearly a steal on the inbound. Tag Grow fighting for it. Still loose. Going to be last touched by the Bulldogs as it hits the baseline. Kind of a ping pong type play on the inbound.
You mentioned, obviously, OCH Productions in the house. ESPN in the house across the way with the student section for
Osage City.
I think
they're mimicking you, Tag, and there is a pink jacket over there.
Mine don't sparkle.
Very flashy and sparkling.
Mine do not sparkle. I do not own sparkles.
Kaysen Parsons to Landon Boss. Back to Parsons. Three on the wing. Off the mark, too strong. We have, look, actually they're going to say it hit the goal support system, so out of bounds. Rebound was won by Aiden Eidemann regardless.
Only thing that sparkles about me is my personality, Mr. Deeker.
Shine bright like a diamond. 28-18 the score, 3:40 to play in the half. Chase County with possession.
Oh.
Tag Grow, nice crossover jumper, falls through. Grow with six. Pressure in the backcourt by White. Griffin, he'll pick up Parsons. Now in the left corner to Schaefer. Schaefer to Boss. Back to Schaefer in the left corner. He'll drive baseline. Throw up a contested jumper off the window and good for Schaefer, who's got five.
Wow.
Lead back to 10 for Osage City. Grow down at the point. We'll get a double screen from Eidemann and Griffin. Goes underneath the Vogel. Back up top to Schroer. Schroer drives in. Jumper good. Schroer's first points of the contest. Lead back down to 8 for Osage City. Schaefer now the Parsons.
Last three shots all makes here for Chase County. Got to start stringing more of those together.
30-22, Osage City's lead. 2:45 to play in the half. Boss, left side, Schaefer. Left wing three, no good. Offensive board to Chase Williams. Takes one dribble, puts it up, and he'll be fouled on the jumper. And he'll go to the line for two shots. 16 fouled for Chase County. Second against Cooper Schroer. Chase Williams kind of brought it the shoulder, narrow at the hip. Well, this is the front for the first one.
Cade Witt wanting to speak with Marshall Tanking, the official, made the call, getting an explanation, and I guess he didn't necessarily care for it. His eyes got a little wide there, but nonetheless.
Boss will take a rare breather, and he'll be subbed out by Caden Kirkpatrick. Dom Cothers. And Colin Monahan back in for the Bulldogs. Foul shot missed by Williams. Rebound still on the floor and recovered by Pax Vogel. Vogel still with it at the elbow, and he'll be tackled from behind by Dalton Schaefer. That'll be his third.
Ooh.
Team's eighth. And Vogel falling hard on his left shoulder.
He's grabbing
grimacing on his left shoulder. So that hopefully he is okay because he's been the saving grace for Cade Witt here tonight.
Well, and right there, that's just kind of an out-of-control play.
Vogel
on the Osage City side.
Vogel with 10 points to lead the Bulldogs. In the ballgame for the first time, Noah Lohmeyer, the 5'11 junior. Vogel at the line. Misses the front end, rebound to Williams. 30-22, Osage City looking to add to their 8-point advantage. Lohmeyer with it now right side to Parsons, now back to Lohmeyer. He'll skip it right side to Caden Parsons. Ooh. Nearly goes through his hands out of bounds, but Chase Williams now with it over to Cooper Parsons. Cooper to Caden, right wing, back to Cooper. Foul line down the mid lane. Gets it rejected, rebound to Kirkpatrick. His put back off the window and falls out. But he is fouled, and he'll go to the line looking for one more. Chase County faithful saying that Parsons got away with an extra step on that dribble drive.
So was Coach Witt. I will say, though, I did like the setup to that play by Osage City. It was very methodical. They took their time with it, trying to open it up before they took the shot.
Foul shot good by Caden Kirkpatrick. That's a 17 foul, second against Colin Monahan. Landon Boss back in there, as is Aiden Eidman and Tag Groh for Chase County.
That's just the third make from the foul line for Osage City. They are 3 of 9, leaving a lot of points there on the court. I'm thinking, you make those shots down the stretch, I mean, that makes this lead way more sizable heading into the halftime locker room.
Second one from Kirkpatrick, good.
Sometimes 9 points can be the biggest difference.
10-point advantage for Osage City, about 45 to play in the half. Dom Cothers looking to go inside to Wyatt Griffin. He is fouled from behind. We'll see who it's committed against. It's going to go against Cooper Parsons. That'll be his third, I believe.
Goodness.
Ninth team foul.
Well, again, I think Osage City is doing a good job of matching Chase County's intensity that they're known for, but the problem is now got one of your guys with 3 fouls here in the first half. You've got to be more smart, a lot more smarter with the reach-ins.
Chase County misses the front end. Rebound to Osage City. Boss with it, left wing. Looks inside, nothing there. Caden Parsons, right wing. Now to Kirkpatrick, right baseline. Somehow threads the needle to the left over. Elbow to Boss. He drives in, and his shot rejected by Aiden Eidman. Going the other way. Tag Groh underneath Cooper Schroer. Pump fakes. Bangs it off the bottom of the backboard. Gets his own rebound. His putback good.
That one was too wide open on the first attempt.
Wyatt Griffin will be get tagged with a poke check. That'll be his first, team's 8th. So 1-1 for Cooper Parsons. Pax Vogel back in the ballgame. He'll substitute out Dom Cothers. Front end upcoming for Cooper Parsons, 32-24 Osage City. Off the mark to the right side, rebound to Vogel. 5 and 4 for Chase County. It's Pax Vogel, Wyatt Griffin, Aiden Eidman, Cooper Schroer, Tag Groh. 5 and 4 for Chase County. For Osage City. Landon Boss, Caden Kirkpatrick, Noah Lohmeyer, Cooper Parsons, and Caden Parsons. Aiden Eidman underneath in the mid lane.
Great
Shepherd,
pass.
Good. Eidman with 4 points and the lead back to 6. And we're going to have a foul at midcourt. Tag Groh, heavy pressure. Wow. On the ball.
Aside from the foul, that last sequence by Chase County was fantastic. Just a great tic-tac-toe shot play.
Should be the first on Tag Groh.
Yeah. They got it fixed.
Front end. Missed. Rebound. Won by Boss. Put back. Rattles home. Boss with 19. Chase County trailing things by 8, 33 seconds to go before the break. Groh, Wyatt Griffin in the mid lane, misses it. Rebound, tipped around, won by Griffin, puts it back up from 7 feet away. Good. Wyatt Griffin's first points of the contest. Lead reduced to 6 once again for Osage City, most likely holding for one final shot. Noah Lohmeyer with it. Crosses the timeline with 12 seconds to play. Now Cooper Parsons looking to go to Boss. Boss, heavy pressure. Right wing 3 at the buzzer off the front of the rim. No good. 34-28. A 6-point ball game. Osage City leads Chase County. We'll get into the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Say hello to our sponsors. Try and get a post-game interview with Chris Kirkpatrick, who's making his way over here. And we're on 52, Tegan. It's fine. We can't
give away the secret sneaker.
Yeah, absolutely. We're running our own spots. we're not blessed like
we're
that.
Experts.
We're not like blessed with Dylan Sherwood, who's got board ops. But
that's true.
But Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show is next.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop by your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all of your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Van Gundy Farms, your area Hogemeyer seed dealer serving the greater Lyon County area, proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by All-Star Rental and U-Haul, north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor show.